K-Rock 955, this is The Wash Up, thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota Excavator Specialist and St Joseph's in an absolute cracking clash at Elderslea Reserve, 8-14-62 over Newtown and Chewell, 6-5-41. It means there is now just half a game between the Eagles and Joeys in the battle for the minor premiership, but Colac are also in that race as well as they improved to 10-2 yesterday. But the coach of Joeys, Paul Carson, has been good enough to join us. Carso, firstly, congratulations. Can you give us a sense of the mood in the rooms, in the visitors' rooms at Elderslea Reserve after the game?
G'day, Kingy. Mate, it was good. The vibe was up and about, and the boys were feeling pretty good about themselves. And I've probably tried to add to that a little bit. We like to celebrate our wins, and we don't take anything for granted. And the boys are excited. It was good.
What was most impressive about your performance yesterday, through your eyes?
We dove pretty deep into Newtown throughout the week, and dissected what we thought were their weaknesses and where we could probably get a hold of them. And we did a lot of homework compared to probably previous weeks. And the pleasing thing was that probably came to fruition, and we had 22 contributors really play their role. And with the conditions yesterday, pretty testing conditions, you'll see just from probably a lot of the score lines, but it becomes a real sort of mindset and attitude thing. And the guys were exceptional.
Yep. Obviously, you had a couple of blokes representing Vic Country, so that opened the door for a couple of players to come in, and I think they played their roles.
Yeah, well, we did, and I'm wrapped for those boys too, Chudes and Curter. I think they played really well and played their role, and as did Sincotta, I believe, from Newtown too. So key players missing from both sides. But yeah, it did open the door for a few guys, and with a few injuries we've got at the minute as well. We had another four changes or so from the previous week, and those guys came in and executed perfectly and did everything we asked of them. And that's really pleasing, that our depth is really, really strong. And we have a lot of faith in those guys coming in now. And it's a good time for the footy club.
One of those being Jack Scarlett.
Yep, Jack Scarlett. So we gave him a job yesterday. And he did really, really well too. This is only second GFL game. And we tried to simplify things for him a bit, but he executed well. And, he's a guy at 12 o'clock who racks up the posies. He comes in at 2 o'clock. It's completely different footy. But for him to be able to just come and play a role gives us great confidence. And it's really good learning for him as well.
Lucas Anderson, probably not a day for big marking forwards, but he was your best player.
Yeah, it took it. So he actually took some really good grabs considering the conditions. And what was from my point of view, was so good was his just willingness to compete in the air, and his work rate was exceptional. And he'd probably tell you he's been a little bit down on himself over the last few weeks, but for him, he just looked really lively, and we freshened him up over the last couple of weeks, and I think that paid dividends come yesterday.
Leck Featherston, I'm guessing, played in the ruck with the news that Josh Hovey's season is over.
Yeah, Big Feathers completed really well too, mate, and he's a workhorse, Feathers, but some of his tap work around the ground, he's elite. He's got really soft hands, and the guys love roving to him. But he just works and works and works, mate. And with Big Feathers, he keeps going from strength to strength at the minute. So we're wrapped that we've just got to keep him fit and keep him firing.
You've got Jordan Kerris qualified for finals now, and I understand he's finished his time down at the VFL, while Dan Caperon only needs one more game. So you've really got some depth that you can play with come September.
Yeah, well, Geordie, yeah, so it's a little bit unfortunate for Geordie, but we welcome him back with open arms. Look, he's a Joey's guy, and he played in the 2015 Premiership, and he's someone we definitely didn't think we would have had. But again, he's just a grunt in there, and he's strong, and he's smart around the contest. He's a really good leader, someone that we love having out there. And Cap, I think he's probably all but qualified with us, is it? I'm not sure on the numbers.
Yeah, one more
there.
Game. Oh, actually, he would be qualified now, yes.
He's played four, I reckon, with us now. Yep. So I think if we get him for one more game, it probably eliminates the fact of him over-qualifying at Geelong. So, again, he's another guy who we love having him out there, and his flexibility. And he's a really smart guy, and he analyses his footy and his feedback and his instruction and everything out on the field. He's really, really good. And so, Cap, mate, we love having him out there as well.
Yeah, well done the win, Carl. So Newtown and Chewell's unbeaten start to the season comes to an end, and the battle, it's a three-way battle for top spot right now. It's going to be a cracking run to the finals. Colac and Newtown to play each other next week, and you've got Bell Park, which is no easy one, back at home at Drew Oval. Always good to talk footy with you, Carl. So well done on the win.
Beautiful, mate. Thanks, buddy.